This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thomas Massey just lost the most expensive House primary in American history, all because Donald Trump and the MAGA movement desperately does not want the rest of the Epstein files to come out. They will do literally anything, including dumping $30 million on another Republican in a primary to prevent any more work around the Epstein files coming out. But yesterday, Thomas Massey was on Meet the Press, and he said some pretty interesting stuff. He said before he leaves Congress, he might release a few more names. We're going to listen to this video. But before we do, really quickly, he also announced on Twitter, again, this is Thomas Massey on Twitter, I filed with the FEC for the 2028 House race. This allows me to raise funds to continue my political operations, supporting my position as a current office holder and as a potential candidate for federal office. I haven't made a final decision about which office to seek if I run. A lot of people talking about this. Thomas Massey is not giving up the fight. He has literally already filed for 2028. Here is his FEC form. This has about a million views on Twitter. There's two sides to this. One side is the more important side, which is the fact that we need every single person to be screaming and yelling about the Epstein files for justice, for the survivors, for transparency, so we know who was involved and they can be held accountable. That's number one. And I'm going to go back to the Thomas Massey video and play that because that's the most important. But really quickly, the other half of this that is not as important is the political ramifications of this. It is destroying MAGA from the inside, obviously. They just dropped $35 million in a Kentucky primary in a plus 34 Trump district, and Thomas Massey lost by what, like 9 points? I mean, they're getting desperate, and I know at first a lot of us were really like disappointed. We thought Thomas Massey was going to come out on top. But also when you frame it like that, when you frame it as, wait a second, they did quite a bit of work in a Trump plus 34 district in a Republican primary, and Thomas Massey only lost by 8 or 9. He's got some momentum, and I'm going to play this video really quickly. It's a little bit of a self-promo, but I was on Brad Palumbo's podcast, actually, or excuse me, YouTube channel, the other day doing a debate, and this in the middle is Dave Smith, who I know many of you know. He says he essentially regrets voting for Donald Trump. I've made videos about that. Adam Ochler's made videos about that. And then this individual who's very pro-Trump, and these two started going back and forth about Thomas Massey. Listen to how ridiculous this sounds, then we'll go back to the Thomas Massey video. Before we get started on everything, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ochler channel. It would mean a lot if you go right down below, check out my YouTube channel, maybe check out the most recent video, hit subscribe, it means a lot. If you don't know who I am, I'm 24 years old. I scream and yell about how much I care about democracy. Originally born in Atlanta, Georgia, but recently moved to Chicago, and I'm so lucky to be able to do daily videos here with Adam. So like I said, make sure you check out my YouTube channel, but also make sure you're subscribed here. Hit like, share this video out. It really helps us out. Adam and I appreciate you guys so much. Take a listen.
You really think this administration's problem is Thomas Massey and it's going swimmingly and he's the reason that you're not going to be able to achieve like your anti-immigration vision?
Not precisely, no. And I guess to respond to that briefly, I don't really know if I even believe in the principle itself, because you remember also in the first Trump administration, Massey voted against emergency authorization funding for the wall. So that was without the $4 trillion, and he still voted against that. So he seems to be principally opposed to
it. That wasn't a standalone. It was another giant spending bill.
Okay, well, the point being,
the continued resolution is what you're talking about.
Yeah, the point being, it doesn't seem that he has this like principle. It's like the ratchet mechanism where it's only a principled stand against something when it actually like helps Republicans win, and then every other time, you know, he can vote like in lockstep with Democrats more or less. But regarding Thomas Massey,
it's just a lie. It's just not true at all.
Regarding whether Massey
make stuff up, like.
Nothing I'm saying is incorrect. Literally, yeah, none of this is incorrect.
No. Objectively, what you just said is incorrect, that he votes with the Democrats most of the time. That
Thomas Massie is the most likely Republican representative to vote with Democrats.
That's a different statement. It's not the factually incorrect one that you just made.
Different bills I would assign different weights to. So effectively, yeah, the guy is a Democrat, which is why, you know, Democrats love him. That's why we have Democrat influencers praising his integrity.
Heritage Action, Turning Point, the pro-life groups, the NRA, all give this guy excellent above average Republican
scores. They're all Democratic groups, Brad.
Tucker Carlson's a Democratic show host.
And Candace Owens,
those are like
Carlson,
the fun
Megan
wedge
Kelly.
Bumper sticker issues. Those are not the issues that actually decide power. Issues like immigration are far more important for actually deciding who holds power in this country.
So they go back and forth for a while. But again, you see how this starts to rip apart the party. Again, Dave Smith, someone who voted for Donald Trump, who says he now regrets voting for Donald Trump. You still have this individual who's very pro-Trump. And then me, on the side, just kind of like smiling and watching all this. And I told Brad and Dave later in the show, I said, guys, if only someone would have told you that this whole thing is a giant cult and that people like this would be sitting in front of you telling you Thomas Massie is effectively a Democrat. But, you know, whatever. We all told them that this was going to happen. That's what I was getting at. Let's go back to this video from Thomas Massie on Meet the Press. Take a listen.
Can we expect you to name more names in the coming weeks and months?
Yes. Todd Blanche is violating the law. There's still millions of files they haven't released. We know from talking to the victims' lawyers that their own 302 forms haven't been released. We know the files have been over-redacted. I have released at least three names of billionaires who are implicated in this. I don't think it's possible to get to convictions with Todd Blanche at the top and with the FBI director, Kash Patel, at the top, because they've effectively both perjured themselves by saying that there's nobody else in the files. Even Melania doesn't believe that. The First Lady knows that Jeffrey Epstein didn't act alone. And here's the great thing, Kristen. Whether I'm in Congress or not, the Epstein Files Transparency Act is a law, and it goes on for years. So if we can't get this attorney general and this FBI director to do the right thing, the next ones who take those seats are obligated by law to release the files that these individuals are not releasing now.
Yeah, exactly. Beautifully said. And obviously, I hope that Thomas Massie says some of these names publicly. I know he will do what he feels is best for the survivors. He's obviously done a tremendous amount of work around this issue in particular. So we will see what happens. But he's also absolutely right about the next administration and the fact that things could change quickly. And I wonder, I know a lot of people have been talking about this, you know, next administration, let's say Democrats have a trifecta. There's a lot of work to do until then. You know, some of these people under oath, just outwardly lying. Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, Todd Blanche, whoever. We should go after some of these people if it's proven that they lied, under oath. Also, in relation to the Epstein stuff, really quickly, this is from Mehdi Hassan. How did I only just discover that Don Jr. is marrying the daughter of a prominent Epstein enabler? Her late dad, a banker, wrote Epstein a reference letter calling him a, quote, gentleman of the highest integrity to help him get tax breaks and ... His island can't make this stuff up. This, again, went pretty under the radar. Obviously, a lot of conversation around Don Jr.'s wedding and the fact that his own father didn't attend that wedding. But Bonetta Anderson's father had very, very, very close ties to Jeffrey Epstein, as Mehdi Hassan is pointing out. It's like it never ends. This entire administration is complicit and tied in some way to Jeffrey Epstein. Somebody responding to this tweet: it's safe to assume that the entire Trump crime family and Jeffrey Epstein were co-conspirators in every crime imaginable. It's beyond obvious at this point. And it's stuff like this that I see that I'm just like, how is it still possible that there are MAGA individuals defending this? Take a look at this email. Dear G, how are you? Nice story about J.E. in New York Mag at Jeffrey Epstein. You look great on the picture. I know you are very busy flying all over the world. How was Palm Beach? I cannot wait to go down. Give me a call when you are back in NY. Have a great time. Love, Melania. And obviously, we have quite a bit of evidence to suggest that Melania and Donald Trump met through Jeffrey Epstein. And of course, Donald Trump on Memorial Day, the day I'm recording this, instead of the first thing in the morning that he posted was about laughing at all the, quote, Dumbocrats, rhinos, and fools relating to Iran. And one of the first people he mentions is, quote, really bad Congressman Thomas Massie, a major sleazebag who lost in a landslide to a great American patriot endorsed by Donald Trump. This was sent at 5:10 in the morning on Memorial Day because Donald Trump doesn't give a damn about anybody else but himself, certainly doesn't care about the troops, and would much rather spend Memorial Day morning attacking the Democrats and rhinos, including Thomas Massie, who he just has to make everything about himself. I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner. If any other president did this on Memorial Day, oh my God. If Obama posted something similar to this, could you imagine? Fox News, like, Laura Ingraham's head would, like, explode live on TV, literally. They'd spend 6 straight months just with it at the front of Fox every day. But Donald Trump does this and everyone kind of moves on. But of course, he had to mention Thomas Massie because I have a feeling this dude's a little bit paranoid these days, especially with his political capital really, really declining and such an intense push for the Epstein files to come out, which in relation to make sure you're registered to vote in 2026. If you appreciate this video, it would mean a lot if you go down below. Hit like and subscribe. Maybe share the video out. And once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Check out my YouTube channel down below, and I will see you in the next one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.